Merry Christmas.
祝大家圣诞快乐。
Did everyone get a Christmas present this morning?
大家是不是有得到一个圣诞节的礼物？
I had one Christmas present left under the tree.
有一个在圣诞树底下给我的一个礼物，今天早上。
It was given to me by Gong and Jay.
这是 Gong 他们两个兄弟们他们送我的。
The book is entitled The Big Book of Church Jokes.
这本书它是说在教会里面的一些笑话。
Apparently they think I need a lot of help with my jokes.
他们大概认为我需要在讲这个笑话的时候要一点进步。
So I have a couple jokes for you today.
所以今天早上我有几个笑话给你们听。
This is in the section titled Deacons.
这一部分是专门对这个教会的执事们的一个笑话。
At least the pastor always has a surprise ending.
至少每一次当牧师讲道的时候，他在最后的时候都会有一个特别的这个结尾。
The deacon said after another long sermon.
每一个执事他们的结论是这个他今天道讲得太长了。
Yes, said his wife, just when you think it will never end, it does.
他的这个牧师的太太说，每次当我想到说，诶，这个讲道拖得太长了，大概永远不能够结束，诶，突然，诶，竟然他结束了。
And then, how many deacons does it take to change a light bulb?
另外一个笑话是关于到底我们需要几个姿势才能够换一个这个灯泡
？Five，
需要五个。
One that actually changed the bulb，
一个人他是负责把这个灯泡把它换下来的。
And four to tell you how much they actually like the old one，
然后四个姿势会告诉你说为什么不要换那个旧的比较好。
I was a deacon one time too.
我在教会曾经做过执事。
This morning we're going to look at the fact that the wise or the wise men still seek him.
今天早上我们来看这些几位智慧的人，他们还在寻找。
Take your Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 2 verses 1 through 12.
请大家打开你们的圣经，我们要看马太福音第二章一到十二节。
Ready? After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem.
当希律王的时候，耶稣生在犹太的伯利恒，有几个博士从东方来到耶路撒冷。
They and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews?" And they saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
他们说那生下来做犹太人之王的在哪里，我们在东方看见他的星，特来拜他。
When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him.
希律王听见了就心里不安，耶路撒冷合城的人也都不安。
When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where Christ was to be born.
他就召集了祭司长和民间的文士，问他们说：“基督当生在何处？”
In Bethlehem in Judea, they replied, "For this is what the prophet has written."
他们回答说：“在犹太的伯利恒，因为有先知记着说。”
But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will be the shepherd of my people Israel.
犹大地的伯利恒啊，你在犹大诸城中并不是最小的，因为将来有一位君王要从你那里出来牧养我以色列民。
Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared.
当下希律暗暗地召了博士来，细问那星是什么时候出现的。
And he sent them to Jerusalem and said, "Go and make careful search for the child. As soon as you find him,Report to me so that I too may go and worship him."
就差他们往伯利恒去，说你们去仔细寻访那小孩子，寻到了就来报信，我也好去拜他。
After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was.
他们听见了王的话就去了，在东方所看到的那星忽然在他们前头行，直到小孩子的 地方就在上头停住了。
And when they saw the star, they were overjoyed.
他们看见那星就大大的欢喜。
Coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented with gifts of gold and incense and myrrh.
进了房子，看见小孩子和他母亲玛利亚，就俯伏拜那小孩子，揭开宝盒，拿黄金、乳香、没药为礼物献给他。
And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
博士因为在梦中被主指示不要回去见希律，就从别的路回本地去了。
Well, this morning we're going to look. We're going to have a quiz about Jesus Christ being born.
今天早上我要给各位几个问题，关于耶稣诞生的事情。
We have 11 questions.
我们有11个不同的问题。
Some of you will get the bonus question. Number 11.
你们中间有一些人会得到一个特别的问题，那是第十一题。
Now they're not easy questions.
这些问题不一定是很简单的问题。
They're a little tricky.
他们是有一点这个曲折性在里面。
And they're my favorite kind of questions, true and false.
我最喜欢问的问题就是说你们答案是正确的还是不正确的。
So you have 50% chance of being right.
所以你这个答对这个问题的可能性是 50%。
Question number one.
第一个问题。
The name of the angel who told Mary that she would have a child was Gabriel.
告诉玛利亚她会有一个孩子的天使的名字是加百列吗？
True or false? Okay. True.
True.
Okay.
答对了。
Question two. Joseph contemplated divorcing his betrothed wife Mary when he found out that she was pregnant.
当约瑟发现玛利亚怀了孕，心中想要暗暗的把她休了，就是把她离了的意思。
True or false?
对还是不对？
Start with the easy questions first, sucking you in.
所以你看到我问的问题是从简单的开始。
Number three, although Jesus was born in Bethlehem, that was not where Joseph and Mary usually lived.
虽然耶稣在伯利恒诞生，但是这不是约瑟和玛利亚平常住的家。
True or false?
对还是错？
Where did they live?
他们住在哪里？
Nazareth. Okay, good.
拿撒勒。
Number four, the reason Jesus had to sleep in a manger at first was that Joseph and Mary could not get lodging at the inn in Bethlehem.
第四，耶稣诞生在马槽里的原因是约瑟和玛利亚在伯利恒的客店里找不到住的地方。
True or false?
对还是错？
They're very smart.
大家都很聪明。
Stable.
第五，耶稣是诞生在马槽里。
False.
他说不是。
The Bible says Jesus was laid in a manger. We don't know where he was born.
圣经里面是说他生下来之后放在马槽里。
See, I got you. Aha. Number six.
第六。
Animals spoke on the night Jesus was born.
动物在耶稣诞生的那个晚上来宣告他的诞生。
False. The answer is false.
答案是不对。
This is not Disney. Okay.
我们耶稣诞生的地方不是在迪士尼乐园。
Number seven. Angels sang when they appeared to the shepherds. When they appeared to the shepherds near.
第七题，当天使向牧羊人显现的时候，对他们在歌唱。
Angels sang.
天使们在歌唱。
Actually, the Bible says that they praise God saying. It doesn't say they actually sang.
圣经里面说他们那时候在这个赞美神然后他们是有可能有唱歌但是没有确实的讲说他们在唱歌。
I'll give you something to do this afternoon.
今天下午有一个任务给你们。
The Magi visited Jesus on the same night as the shepherds.
第八，这几位博士是在与牧羊人在同一个晚上来看耶稣。
True or false? False. You're right. False. Very good.
Okay, 答案是否。
The Magi were kings.
这几位博士是国王。对还是不对？
False. They were. It doesn't say what they were. They were probably astrologers.
圣经里面没说他们到底是谁，他们可能是星象家。
There were three Magi that followed the star.
有三位博士跟着星星去寻找耶稣。
How many were there? We don't know. That's right.
Okay, 圣经没讲三位，圣经说有几位。
Joseph and Mary took Jesus to Nazareth directly from Bethlehem.
第十一题，约瑟和玛利亚直接把耶稣从伯利恒带去了拿撒勒。
错误。Where did they go?
他们去哪里？
They went to Egypt for some time, didn't they? Okay.
他们把耶稣带去埃及，先带去埃及。
Now remember these, when we get to heaven, there could be a quiz. And the Lord will want us to know all the right answers.
所以记得当我们到天堂的时候，说不定神要问我们这些问题。所以把这些问题都先想清楚。
All right. The question has been posed, what would have happened had there been three wise women instead of three wise men?
有人曾经问过这个问题，如果这三个智慧人是妇人而不是男人的话，会有怎么样的情况？
The answer is, they would have asked directions immediately upon the beginning of their trip.
答案是，那如果他们是妇人的话，他们在没有起行之前，会马上先去把这个路问清楚。
And this would allow them to arrive at the birth of Jesus on time.
这样的话他们就会准时的抵达他们要抵达的地方。
Then the women would have helped deliver the baby.
他们也会来帮忙这个孩子的生产。
They would have cleaned the stable.
清理好这个马槽。
They would have made dinner.
准备好这个晚餐。
Then they would have bought some cute little baby outfits for Jesus on his trip to Egypt.
他们会带来几套漂亮婴孩的衣服，然后让他可以穿着可以上路去埃及。
So now you know.
所以现在你知道哈。
Okay, our first point this morning. Let's get serious. The first point this morning is Herod's worry.
Okay, 那现在我们先要看我们今天所要讲的第一点是关于希律王他的忧虑。
When King Herod and heard about the wise men and they were coming from the east to see the king of the Jews, he and all the political and religious leaders of the land in Jerusalem were worried.
当希律王听到有关东方的博士在找犹太王的时候，他和他其他在耶路撒冷的一些政治家和宗教家都开始忧虑起来了。
See, King Herod and all the religious leadership in Jerusalem were blinded to the plan of God's redemption because of the lust for their own plans and their own purposes.
在耶路撒冷希律王和宗教领袖们都因着自己贪恋自己的目标和自己的目的眼被蒙蔽，以致看不见神救恩的计划。
And their blindness caused them to seek to hinder God's design.
他们的瞎眼使他们想要阻挡神的计划。
See, Satan's always been behind the scenes seeking to destroy God's people, the Jews, and God's son, Jesus.
撒旦总是在背地里尝试着要摧毁神的子民，犹太人，或是神的儿子耶稣基督。
In the Old Testament, we have a man by the name of Haman of Persia, who sought to destroy the Jews.
我们还记得在旧约的以斯帖记里面所记载的有关于波斯的哈曼，他怎么样要违反神的旨意。
In recent history, we have a man by the name of Hitler in Germany who sought to destroy the Jews.
在德国的希特勒跟我们今天所看到的都是想要来毁灭这个犹太人。
And today we look at Herod of Palestine who sought to destroy the Jews.
今天我们看到在巴勒斯坦的希律王也在做同样的尝试。
Only eyes of faith are open to God's activities and God's purposes.
只有有信心的眼能够让我们看见神的行为跟他的目标。
When you think about this, the king of the Jews, he was only 5 miles away in Bethlehem, and yet all of Israel's leaders refused to go and to worship their king.
真正的犹太的王是在耶路撒冷城五里之外的伯利恒，但是所有以色列人的领袖拒绝去朝拜他们的王。
As you're learning, young people, and as we have learned, those of us who are older, that life is full of choices that we make.
我们当中的年轻人跟我们这些已经成年的人我们都知道说人的生命是有关于我们所做的一切的选择。
And every choice that you make, makes you.
你所做的一切选择就定下你的一生。
What will you do for your career?
你对你的职业是做怎么样的选择?
Who will you marry?
你会跟谁结婚?
Where will you live?
你会住在哪里?
I talked to one young person last night, he says he wanted to go to California, but he got stuck here for Christmas.
我昨天跟一个年轻人在谈话的时候，他说他想要去加州，但是不幸的就待在这个地方。
How much education will you get?
我们决定我们教育水平要有 多高。
What will you do with today?
你今天又要做什么?
The sum total of the choices that you make in life determine what you will become.
你所有的选择全部加在一起，就让你成为今天的你。
In Dr. Seuss's book entitled All the Places You'll Go, there's a wonderful truth.
Seuss 博士他曾写过一本书叫做你所去的地方。
It goes like this, you have brains in your head.
他里面这样写，他说你的头里面有一个脑。
You have feet on your shoes.
你的脚上穿着鞋子。
You can steer yourself.
你可以决定你要往哪个方向走。
Any direction you choose.
你要往哪个方向走?
Now we're looking forward to a new year in 2012.
我们现在在今天我们要迎接2012年。
Let's make some choices that will honor God and will change our lives.
希望我们能够做一些选择，来，我们能够来，这个荣耀我们的神。
Choose to repair broken relationships with love.
我们希望我们能够选择用爱来修补破裂的关系。
Choose to attend church every possible Sunday.
选择每个礼拜天尽可能的来参加教会的主日崇拜。
Choose to be involved in your Bible study group.
选择参加你的小组的查经。
Let's all choose to walk with God this year.
让我们都选择与神同行。
Choose to become a member of the Ann Arbor Chinese Christian Church.
选择成为 AACC 的会员。
Get behind the church's leadership.
跟着教会的领导。
And help our church move ahead to the glory of God.
帮助教会为着神的荣耀向前行。
Secondly, let's look at the wise man's worship.
第二个，让我们看一下智慧人他们的敬拜。
A lot of people felt like it was a big bother to go to church on Christmas Day.
我们为什么会觉得圣诞节上教会是一件麻烦的事情？
I'm so glad that all of you are here this morning.
我很高兴我们今天大家都在教会里。
That shows that you have your priorities right because We are here to worship God on Christmas. He is the reason for the season.
他表示说我们把来教会在圣诞节这一天当作是我们最重要的一件事情。
Heard a story about a mother who was running furiously from store to store on Christmas Eve trying to get those last minute gifts.
在这里我就提醒到一个有关一个故事是关于一个母亲在圣诞节前夕在跑好几家店要在最后一分钟找到她想买的礼物。
Suddenly, she had realized that in a panic that she had lost her three-year-old son.
突然她发现她把她三岁的小孩子给忘了。
She retraced her steps and she found the little boy with his nose pressed flatly against the frosty window. He was gazing at a manger scene.
在惊慌之中，她赶紧往回走原来走过的路线，终于找到了她的小孩站在一个店门口的窗子外面，她的小鼻子贴在这个窗子上。
When he heard his mother call his name, he turned and shouted in innocent glee, Look, mommy, it's Jesus, baby Jesus in the hay.
他正在定睛看着一个马槽在这个玻璃后面那个马槽的一个装饰。
The tired mom grabbed his arm and jerked him, snapping, We don't have time for all that. Can't you see mommy's getting ready for Christmas?
当他听到母亲在叫他名字的时候，他马上大声地回应，妈妈，你看这是耶稣，小婴孩耶稣在草堆里。已经很累的母亲用力把他抓过来说我们可没这个时间你难道不知道妈妈要赶紧预备过圣诞节吗
And let's look at the wise man's question.
Okay, 下面我们来看一下这些智慧的人他们的疑问
Where is the one who was born king of the Jews?
那位生下来犹太人王他在什么地方
This beautiful Christ child will enter history and will change its course forever.
这位婴孩他进入人类的历史，他要把人类历史给转变。
First of all, we have Jesus as a man.
第一个我们要看耶稣他是一个人。
The scriptures teach us in John 1, verses 1 and 14, that God himself became human and he lived among us.
约翰福音一章第十四一节跟十四节里面告诉我们说圣经告诉我们说他是道成肉身住在我们中间。
They're also looking for a monarch, a king.
他也是一位君王，是一个国王。
The verses that our young people read last night in Luke chapter 1 verses 32 and 33 says that Jesus will rule on the throne of his father, King David.
昨天晚上年轻人他们读了路加福音一章三十二到三十三节里面，他告诉我们耶稣要坐在大卫的王位上来掌权。
And Jesus Christ is always, he's always been and always will be the Messiah.
耶稣他永远会是犹太人的弥赛亚。
He's the Messiah of the Jews. The same passage in Luke also teaches us that Jesus will rule over the house of Jacob forever.
刚才我们看到路加福音的那段经文里面他也告诉我们他要做雅各家的王直到永远。
And when you take all the pieces of the Old Testament puzzle and you put them together, you find out that when it's all said and done, it pictures the Lord Jesus Christ.
所有关于弥赛亚的疑点从旧约里都能拼成一个完整的图画，也就是耶稣基督。
Now let's look at the wise men's quest.
我们先来看看这些聪明人他们的追寻。
He said, we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him.
他们说我们在东方看到他的星，特来拜他。
First of all, they gave him the gift of gold.
第一个他们给他的一个礼物是金子。
And gold pictures Jesus as a mighty king.
金子在圣经里面最常金子就代表说他是一个全能的国王。
This is the most often mentioned valued metal in the scriptures.
金子在圣经里面是最常提到最有价值的一个金属。
Secondly, the second gift given was frankincense or incense.
另外一个礼物他们带来的是乳香。
This pictures Jesus as a ministering king from his throne in heaven.
这个图画是告诉我们说耶稣会坐在宝座上，在天堂坐在宝座上来掌权。
Frankincense is derived from a gummy resin of the tree Boswellia.
乳香是从一种树叫 Boswellia 所提炼出来的一种松脂。
And this gum produces a sweet odor when it's burned.
当你烧它的时候，它有一种香甜的味道会发出来。
And this frankincense is used for the purposes of perfume.
那这个乳香在我们一般是当作香水来用的。
Israel, it's used ceremonially as a part of the recipe, which is only permitted at the altar in the Holy of Holies.
但是在以色列，它是在唯一在祭坛上可以用来点香用的这个香料，是在至圣所所点的。
And then finally, the gift of myrrh was given.
最后一个礼物，他们给的是墨药。
And myrrh pictures the martyred king.
墨药是代表一位殉道的王。
It's a sap that exudes from a small tree found in Arabia, Abyssinia, and India.
墨药是在阿拉伯地区和印度的一种小树所冒出来的一种油。
It consists of a mixture of resin and gum and oil of myrrh.
它是有三种东西混合在一起所出来的一种特别的这个香料。
It's sold in either liquid or solid form, and it's used for incense.
它也可能是液体或者固体。
It's also used for packing a dead body with fragrant myrrh and other spices to stifle the smell of the body when it's decaying.
墨药经常是用来涂在尸体上，跟其他的香料一起，以避免尸体腐化的时候会发出来的臭味。
And in John chapter 19, it was used for the embalming of our Savior Jesus Christ.
约翰福音第十九章里面有提起来，墨药是用来涂耶稣死了之后的他的身体。
In Michael Wilkins' commentary on Matthew, he tells a story of sacrificial love.
在Michael Wilkins 他所写的马太福音的一段评论当中，他谈到关于一种牺牲的爱。
She had a habit of saying little prayers about the simplest everyday things.
这个故事是关于一个妇人，她有一个经常会为日常很小的事情无声祷告的习惯。
And now she whispered, "Please, God, make him think I'm still pretty."
她用很小的声音来跟神说，神，请你让他认为我还是很美丽。
What heart-wrenching words Della's knee-length, flowing, beautiful brown hair was her most prized possession.
这个祷告是多么让人心碎的话。Della, 就是这位妇人，有从头到脚的一头黄色的头发，是她最值得骄傲的。
But she has cut it off to sell it to a wig maker.
但是她把给头发给剪了，要卖给一个做假发的人。
She does it so she will have money to buy her beloved husband Jim a Christmas present.
她如此做是为了要她亲爱的先生，叫做 Jim, 来能够帮她买一个礼物给送给她先生。
With the money from the sale of her hair, she will be able to buy a gold watch chain on which Jim can hang his most prized possession, the gold watch that has been his father's and his grandfather's.
她要用卖长发得来的钱为 Jim 买一个金链，可挂在她最宝贝的手表。这个手表是她祖父和父亲给她的传家之宝。
Della and Jim are newly wed young couple who live in near poverty.
Della 跟 Jim 是一对刚结婚不久的很贫穷的新婚夫妇。
They have little money for the finer things in life in their dump of an apartment.
他们住在一个很差的公寓里面。
Let alone the extravagant Christmas gifts.
他们没钱买任何的东西，更谈不上买贵重的圣诞礼物了。
Without knowing what she has done, Jim will be coming home on Christmas Eve to find Della clipped of her beautiful hair.
在不知道他妻子做的事情的情况底下 ，Jim 在圣诞节前夕要回家，他会发现妻子美丽的头发已经被剪了。
All to buy a gold chain for him that he cannot possibly afford to buy for himself.Will he still think her to be pretty?
就是为了要替他买他买不起的手表的金链，他还会想他的妻子还是一样的漂亮吗？
But in a tear-jerking twist in this classic story told by O. Henry, we learn that Jim has sold his cherished watch to buy a set of tortoise-shell combs and a jewel rims for his beloved young wife's beautiful hair.
但是从 O. Henry 这位人所说，让人会落泪的古典又曲折的故事当中。我们发现 Jim 把他最宝贝的手表给卖了，为了是要为他年轻的妻子的有一头美丽的头发买一对龟壳所做的镶有钻石边的头梳。
The very set she has desired for so long but could never hope to buy for herself.
这是他太太很久都想要买，但是从来梦想不到能够为自己买的东西。
Della now has short hair, but with the finest gift her young husband could sacrifice to buy.
Della 现在有的是一头短发，但是她有的是她先生的能牺牲给她最好的礼物。
And Jim has no watch, but with the most precious gift for his young bride could sacrifice to bring to him for Christmas.
Jim 现在没有手表了，但是他有的是他年轻的妻子在圣诞节为了他所做牺牲的礼物。
O. Henry muses at the end of the story.
O. Henry 在这个故事结尾的时候沉思。
Here I've lamely related to you the uneventful story of two foolish children in a flat who most unwisely sacrificed for each other the greatest treasures in their home.
在此我为大家说了一个不是一个惊天动地有关两个愚笨孩子的故事，他们很不聪明地把自己认为最宝贵的东西为另外的人做了牺牲。
But then the last word to the wise these days, let it be said that all who give gifts, these are the wisest.
但是从现今世代对有智慧的，我要说最后的几句话，要让大家知道，所有给圣诞礼物的人，这些是最聪明的。
Of all who give gifts and receive gifts, such as they are the wisest.
所以给或者收礼物的人，这些人是最聪明的。不论在哪里，他们都是最聪明的。
Everywhere they are the wisest.
不管在哪里，他们都是最聪明的。
They are the magi.
他们也就是这几位博士。
The very act of sacrificial giving defines what it means to love each other.
牺牲性的爱给予告诉了我们真爱的这个真谛。
The magi in Matthew's story have been driven out of that kind of love to in their worship and their gift giving on the arrival of the King of the Jews.
在马太福音里面所记载的这几位博士，可能就是因为犹太人来到，使他们为了爱而来敬拜，同时要奉献他们的礼物。
It's hard to get into their head and their heart historically to know exactly what they thought for sure.
我们很难从历史的角度来衡量他们的脑海和心中到底想的是什么。
But I think Henry is right to conclude from their actions what the Magi themselves may not have even fully guessed.
但是我想 Henry 从观察博士所做所得到的结论是对的，博士们自己也可能无法猜测的清楚。
That our sacrificial worship and love for Jesus will produce true sacrificial and love for each other.
我们牺牲式的敬拜和对那耶稣的爱会让我们产生对彼此有真情和牺牲的爱。
God has entered history in the person of Jesus, the Messiah.
神今天已经借着弥赛亚耶稣介入了人类的历史。
And this world has never been the same.
世界因此不再一样。
Henry fully recognized that all of our sacrifice and gift givings is but a faint reflection of what lies behind the true Christmas story.
Henry 正确地理解到，我们送礼物时所做牺牲，只是对圣诞节故事的一个很微小的反应。
This morning we rightly focused on the Magi.
今天我们集中在博士身上的注意力是对的。
But we also must focus on the person of Jesus Christ.
但是我们更要关注于神牺牲的爱，就是耶稣基督。
And the sacrificial love of God.
就是神所给我们牺牲的爱。
Of which the Apostle Paul tells us God demonstrates his love toward us.And that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
这就是保罗曾经在罗马书里面所提起过的，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
Sometimes we do get caught up in the sentimental images of the Christmas story.
我们有的时候经常被圣诞节期间所看到很让人感动的圣诞节的故事所缠住了。
However, the real purpose of the Magi's visit was to worship the one who was born King of the Jews.
但是不要忘了，博士来找耶稣真正的目的是要来敬拜刚出生的犹太人的王。
It is true that their worship was probably given to Jesus Christ as an homage to as a human king.
确实，当他们来敬拜，只是为了给一位世间上的王而已。
But their actions.However, point to a deeper tribute than they may have even knew.
但是他们的行为指向连他们自己也不一定会意识到有更深一层的这个共物。
That Jesus Christ was not only King of the Jews, but he was also the one who would provide salvation for the entire world.
耶稣不只是犹太人的王而已，他更是带来给世上所有人救赎希望的那一位。
Matthew teaches us that Jesus' arrival in history will bring salvation.And that we're to give ourselves to Him.
在最基本的层面上，马太教导我们，耶稣来到了历史的时刻，带来我们的救赎。
And when we give ourselves to Him, His life becomes a pattern for our lives.
当我们愿意把自己奉献给他的回应的时候，他的生命就变成我们生命的典范。
And we're all awestruck when we consider God's giving in the incarnation, the crucifixion, and is a foundation for us giving to others.
当我们思考到神借着耶稣道成肉身和他被钉十字架的时候，让我们肃然起敬，知道这就是让我们能够把自己奉献给神的基础。
I'm going to close with an illustration about the Christmas tree.
最后我想用圣诞树的这个例子来做一个结束。
It was on the Christmas tree that God hung his greatest gift to humankind.
神曾经把他给人最大的礼物挂在树上。
The Christmas tree is a symbolic of the broken curse.
圣诞树是预表咒诅的被破灭。
Its evergreen branches point to everlasting life.
这个常青的树枝代表我们的永生。
In our house, giving of gifts is not a surrender to commercialism.
在我们的家里我们交换礼物不一定是代表我们向商业性的盈利的主义投降。
It testifies to the love that we have and how we've been given so much and how our hearts overflow in gift giving to others.
反而它能够见证我们因他的爱在我们里面充满我们的心，使我们会愿意互相交换礼物。
Kids, don't you love getting gifts?
孩子们，你们是不是很喜欢接受礼物？
You're not a kid. I see an adult back there going, yes, I do.
我们当中很多不是小孩子哈，我看到大人们也在点头。
And I love giving gifts and getting gifts.
我自己也很喜欢给礼物，也喜欢收到礼物。
And I think we all realize that the reason we do this is because of the love of God given in the greatest gift in the world, and that's Jesus Christ.
我相信我们如此做是因为我们意识到，我们理解到神给我们的爱。
When a fellow pastor was a child, his family sold evergreens for Christmas.
有一位牧师在他还小的时候，他们家里是卖圣诞节这个卖圣诞树的，在圣诞节的时候卖圣诞树的。
Since they did the trimming of the trees throughout the year, they could tell which tree was going to be the fullest.
因为他们全年都会修剪这个树枝，所以他们会知道哪一棵树会长得最丰满。
And they would tag that tree so no one else would take that would take the tree that they wanted.
所以他们会把这个树上挂上一个标签他们就不会有人会把他们想要的那棵树给买走了。
Spiritually, I think I probably resemble the Charlie Brown Christmas tree.
在灵性上来说，我们有时候有点像Charlie Brown 有一个这个圣诞节这个卡通的这个电影哈。然后它里面就关于Charlie Brown 里面所说的那个圣诞树。
I wouldn't be the one they put in front of the city courthouse at all.
那我绝对不是那一棵会放在市政中心法庭那个前面的那棵圣诞树。
You just think about it, that God has tagged you and me.
你有没有想过说神在你身上挂了一个特别的标签？
That's what he did when he placed his name on you and me when we trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior.
那就是当我们信主得救的时候神所做的一件事情。
Though in our lives we have sin and guilt that press down heavy upon us, through the baby Jesus we have forgiveness that lays on us like the lightest coat of snow.
虽然我们的罪和罪的自觉重重地压着我们，但是经过耶稣基督，我们得到赎罪，在我们身上确实是像轻的，像雪花一般。
And that snow covers all the spots in the tree that aren't full.
那这个雪花会把那个不够丰满的树、不够丰满的那部分把它遮盖起来。
And thanks to Jesus, in God's eyes, we are His children.And we're as much a part of his family as his own dear son Jesus.
我们感谢我们的主，在神的眼里面，我们就像他自己家的孩子一般。
And because Jesus was willing to accept the curse of hanging on the tree and the cross, we have the joy of being acceptable to God.
因为耶稣愿意接受被挂在树上的咒诅，我们现在可以享受被神接纳的喜乐。
And when God put his tag upon us,The Bible says there's nothing that can separate us from the love of God.
既然神已经在我们身上挂了一个标签没有人可使我们与神的爱隔绝。
Do you have that tag of salvation on you today?
你有神在你身上挂上的那个得救的标签吗？
Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the promised Savior of the world?
你相信耶稣真的是那位应许给我们的救主吗？
The challenging question for all of us today is, have we truly put our faith and our trust in Christ as our Savior?
今天使我们能够有生命改变的一个很重要的问题是，你今天早上愿意信靠他做你的救主吗？
This morning he offers eternal life and he offers unconditional love to all who will receive him.
他今天早上愿意给你有永生和无条件的爱。
And that love was made available to us by God the Father who loved us enough to give his only Son.
这个爱是借着耶稣基督神赐给我们而来的。
Let's all bow our heads for just a moment.
我们请各位，我们大家都低头。
Let me ask you a question.
我想问你们一个问题。
Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior and Lord this morning?
你信靠了我们的主耶稣基督为你的救主吗？
If you have, no one's looking around. Please raise your hand as a testimony that I've trusted Christ as my Savior.
如果你曾经做过这样的决定，你可不可以举一下手？
I see hands going up everywhere in our congregation. Thank you so much, those who've received Christ as your Savior. Is there someone here today who would say, Pastor, pray for me. I haven't made that decision. I'm still a seeker of Jesus Christ.
在我们当中有没有人你说我还没有信主，我还是这个寻求的人？
We would like to pray for you today.
我们愿意来为你们祷告。
Dear Father, Lord, we ask you, Lord, to work in the hearts of our people.
在天父，我们在这时候，我们要为那些寻求你的人，我们要为他们祷告。
I'm so thankful that they love you and that they want to be a part of this Christmas celebration this morning.
我们谢谢你在这里我们有机会聚集，我们能够今天在这里一起庆祝耶稣的诞生。
And we want to praise you and thank you, Lord, for the opportunity we have to worship you.
我们要敬拜你，我们要颂赞你在这里要来敬拜你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Go tell on the mountain. So this week, go out and tell everybody that Jesus Christ is born.